Our Rav says although Yesharim that Tesvov also and Yesharim that Tesvoid, but Vibalt it's also Bahal for those who keep the what's called. So therefore, one should say at least Kaftel. If you're not fasting and not saying Slichas, at least say Kaftel.
Tesvov Eor, Monday the 23rd of May, Rabbi Yoel Aberman, Chayecho Kodem. Kodmin. Kodmin? Kodmin? Min? Min? Yes.
Kodmin is not Shiloh of Gomorrah, it's Aramaic. Chayim is plural.
That's why.
Alan. The thing's not straight. The doorway's not straight.
The doorway's
not straight.
No?
Right, good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Today, this week's Pasha talks about if your brother becomes poor, motor yodoi. So, Torah says the mitzvah, ve'chzak the boy, you got to support him, and al tikech mihitoi, neshech, sarbis, his of ribis, ve'resom elekecho, ve'chei ochicho imoch. And your brother should live together with you. So Ramban explains, from here we see, it's a mitzvah saseh la'ach yoseh. It's a mitzvah saseh. Your brother needs support. Anybody from Kalisto needs support. You got a mitzvah to support them. La'ach yoseh. So we all know there's a famous Gemara in Bob Metzir. The Gemara in Bob Metzir of Samach Beis says, brings the Braisa. The Braisa says, Shnayim shalom ha'alchim baderech. There's two people going on the way, going on a journey, and they're going in the desert. And if you had echad men, kitter and shalmayim. Only one of them has a jug of water. Im shaysin shneim, if they're both going to drink from the same jug of water, they're both going to die. It's not enough for any of them. Im shays echad men, there's just enough for one. So if one will drink, he can survive, will come out of the desert. Or if they both drink, none of them are going to survive. So what do we do in this situation? Says Ben Petura, Dorash Ben Petura, Mutav sheyishtu shneim, it's better they should both drink, and they both die. Ve'al yireh echad b'misosei shel chavir. As long as one shouldn't see the other one dying, it's better this way, that they should both drink, they both die, and al yireh echad b'misosei shel chavir. Ad shebore b'kiva. Till Rebbe Kiva came, and dashed from this posuk, v'chei ochicha imoch, says Rebbe Kiva, chayecho akoyd melechai echavirach. No, your life comes first. Either you have to help Yana, or if in a situation where it's either me or you, Chayecho Koydi. So how's it done after the Pasuk? So the Shonim explained, Chayecho, it says, V'chei Ochicho Imoch, it's got to be together with you. Or if you come to a situation where, if it's together, or if you want me, I should have to kill myself for Yana, then I'm not Mechuyev. It's got to be together with you. Or if it's not going to be together with you, then you're not Mechuyev to give Yana to drink. In such a situation. That's the machlokes ben Petura, and the Bekiva runs out of this posuk. But the obvious question is, what's pshat ben Petura? How can ben Petura say such a thing? That both of them should die? none of us, at least give someone, I don't know, me or him, or at least one of us should live. No, what are we going to gain out of it? No, Yana needs the water, I need the water. No, you can't keep it for yourself because I'm going to die. Steph, what do we do? Both die. Well, that doesn't make any sense. How can Ben Petura say such a thing? And number two, why does the Bekiva have to learn after a pasuk? Isn't it common sense? Chayecho koydim? What's the Bekiva come to teach us over here? So the Netziv in Hamak Shaila, which is in Parshas Re'eh, asked this question. And he says the following terutz. He says, Avada, Misfara doesn't make any sense to say like Ben Petura. Of course, there's no Hava Mina to say that I'm supposed to kill myself in order to save Yana. Now, what's Pshat? We're talking about, you only have enough water to come to the town. Until you come to the town, you only have enough water for one of them. Right? So let's say to come to the town takes a few days. So it takes a few days to come to the town. But in the meanwhile, for one day, there's enough water for both. There's not enough water for both for a few days till you come to the town, till you have plenty of water. But the vile for Chayei Shor to live for a day or 2 days, there's enough water for both. And it could be, says the Nativ, interesting thought, it could be, the Vayla, you got enough of both. Now what are you worried about? That tomorrow, if we're going to split the water now, so you're going to come tomorrow, then there won't be enough water. It says, tomorrow, who knows what's going to be tomorrow? Maybe Epis Menashemayim, Epis Elyonov will come, Epis Nest will happen, something, anything can happen by tomorrow. So the way he calls is, so you're putting yourself into a, so what do you want to do? So you want to take all the water for yourself, right? Why? In order, because you should survive, and Yana's going to die. Oh, but for yourself, it's only a sofik bikoach nefesh. It's only a sofik sakoma. You're not sure you're going to die, because maybe by tomorrow, somebody else will bring you water. So you're a sofik, and if your friend doesn't drink any water, he's for sure going to die, if you don't give him anything. So a person, he says, Ben Petura holds, that I am a chuyiv to put myself in a sakoma, which is a sofik sakoma, in order to save Yana from a vadai sakoma. Yana, my friend, is in a vadai sakoma, because if I don't give him...
Maybe Eliyahu will come after he drank, according to what you're saying.
What?
According to what you're saying, maybe Eliyahu will come after he drank his bottle.
So what's if I drink...
You're saying they got enough for the next day, so let them both share it. According to you, let one fellow drink it, and then the fellow might come anyway and save him if he hasn't drunk any.
Why? Coming tomorrow. Instead, let Eliyahu come and save the other guy today.
You can't do a pe'ula. Say you can't. You can't do such a pe'ula where I'm putting Yana in. I'm putting Yana in a vada situation where you can't. But you're doing something. What?
You said it's not vada.
Tomorrow's also vada.
He needs to drink today, otherwise...
But what's my obligation now? Now, okay, of course for tomorrow, but now what's my obligation? The way he looks at it now, he's, if I drink it, he's for sure going to die. The way I look at it now.
Not for
tomorrow. That's the pshat in Ben Petura. So in other words... He's saying that a person is mechidish, according to Ben Petura, a person is mechuyev to put himself into a sofik sakona in order to save Yana from a vadai sakona. Right? But Rabbi Kiva argues with that. No, Rabbi Kiva holds, chayech l'koydmin, so pshat is even in such a case where I'm only a sofik and Yana is a vadai, I'm not mechuyev to put myself into a sofik in order to save Yana from a vadai misa. So Bamas, it's a big shayla in the poskim, taka aloch l'maisa. The Kesef Mishnah in Perek Aleph Hilchos Ritzeach brings down Agos Maimonis, that Agos Maimonis says that when it says Leisamad Adam Rehecho, you mustn't see the dam of your brother if he's going to die, and the Yerushalmi Taka says that a person is mechuyev to put himself into a sofik sakona in order to save Yana from a vadai sakona. That's how he brings down the Kesef Mishnah. And the Sma'i Choshe Mishpot, the end of Choshe Mishpot, in Tov Chovov, he brings down the Sagos Maimonis. If on the other hand, he says, the Mechaba and all the Poskim, don't bring it down. So Vayis says, we don't pass them like this. We don't pass them. So it works very well with the Netziv, because you pass like Rebbe Kiva, Halach Rebbe Kiva against Ben Petura. So you always pass like Rebbe Kiva. So a Meila, Halach, a Meisa, if a person is not sure, because he sees his friend drowning, he's in a Vada Sakona. And me, I'm a sofik. I'm not sure if I'll be able to save him or not. So am I mechuyev to put myself into a sofik sakona? But the answer is no. According to the Sma'i Choshe Mishpot, we pass him like Rebbe Kiva, a person is not mechuyev to put himself into a sofik sakona kedei to save his yenna from a vadai sakona. So that's one pshat in the Gemara. But the chayre, either is l'shver, besides what you're asking, I hear what you're saying, but it's also the loshna Gemara is a bit l'shver. The Gemara says, what does Ben Petura say? He says, Mutav sheyishnu shneim, they should both drink, v'yamusa, and they should die. What do you mean they should die? Faket, according to Netziv, they should both drink. And why? Because divided, they'll both be saved. Not pshat v'yamusa. And you rely, hopefully, something will happen to them. Not pshat v'yamusa, v'al yir echol b'misas chaveri. The vote is, Mutav sheyishnu shneim, they should both drink, and not divided, they live, and we hope that they'll be able to survive, something will happen to them. And secondly, also shver, is that called a sofik sakona? A sofik sakona is in the situation as it is now, as a suffix takana, I don't know if I'm going to jump into the sea to save Yenna. I'm not sure if I'm a good swimmer. I'm not a good swimmer. Here, as it is now, you're standing now, it's about that takana. You're hoping for a nest to happen. The way it looks now is you only have water. You know how long it takes to get to the village. You know how much water you've got left. As it looks now, you're both in about that takana. It's also a chiddush to say in such a situation, it's called a suffix takana. So Mele Lechera, we see from other Achrenim, they learn differently pshat from the Gemara. We all know the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, there's Gimel Averis Chamuras, a person has to be always a nefesh. And one of them is Shvichas Dome, Gil Arois Avodah Zarah. So, and the Gemara carries on, that when do we say that there's only three Averis of all other Averis, a person is allowed to be over the Avera and doesn't have to be always a nefesh? It's only Betzin. If it's Betzinah, God comes Betzinah, tells you to be Mechal Shabbos, you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. If it's Befehesi, if it's in public, and God tells you to be Mechal Shabbos, on all our various Shabbat Torah, the person has to be Mechal Nefesh. Frekti Gemara Kasha, well, Esther, we know the story, Esther married Achashverosh, and that was Befehesi. She did it in public, everyone knew about it. So how was she allowed to marry Achashverosh? Why didn't she let herself be killed? And for the Gemara, Esther is Karka Oyo. Esther wasn't doing any Meisah. Achashverosh is doing the Meisah. It's not considered she's doing any Meisah, so maybe it's not considered to be Meisah Nefesh. In fact, Akasha, why does the Gemara ask from Esther because she was with Hestia? The Gemara could ask much simple. Esther was Gilai Royas. They don't have to come out to ask because it was with Hestia, because it was in public. Even if it would have been Betzina, or Be Esther is Gilai Royas, she was Eshetish, and she married Achashverosh. So Tosfos answers, and the same Torah says, Ram, other Rishonim, that when it comes to the Gabba Gilead Royas, even in the Havn of the Gemara we knew, there's a difference if you're doing a Maisa or if you're not doing a Maisa. Esther didn't do anything. So even in the Havn of the Gemara knew that when it comes to the Issa of Gilead Royas, that you're not Mechuv to be Maisa Nefesh if you're not doing a Maisa. How do we know that? Where do we know from such a simple Tzvorah? Says Tosfos, because the whole reason we know that Gilead Royas, a person has to kill himself. Where do we learn out from? We learn out from Shvichas Tomim. Because Shvichas Tomim, what's the reason a person has to kill himself, not to kill Yenna? Because the Svara of my Choses, the Dome of the Doch, Somek Tfei. The God is forcing you to kill Yenna. Who said that you're more important than Yenna? So my Choses, who says the Dome of the Doch, your blood, is Somek Tfei than Yenna? So Mamela, a person is Mechuyev to kill himself, not to kill Yenna. Of that Svara only applies if I'm doing a Maisa, if the guy forces me to do a Maisa, and forces me to actually kill Yenna, then you have to think to yourself, who said I'm more important than Yenna? Abba says Tosfos, if I'm not doing a Maisa, for example, says Tosfos, yeah. If they're taking me, and they tie me up, and they're throwing me on a tinnik, and if they throw me on the tinnik, he's for sure going to die. So you're not doing a Maisa. So then, says Tosfos, there's no Svara my Chazitz, because I'm not doing anything. He's taking me, and he's throwing me on the child. Says Tosfos, in such a case, there's no svar of my choses, and faket, Adrabba says Tosfos. Adrabba, who says he's more than me? If I'm doing something, then he can say I'm not allowed to do something to Yenna. Or if I'm not doing anything, says Tosfos, then the svar is faket. What do you want me to do? I should let myself be killed. Who said he's more important than me? That's what Tosfos says. If you're not doing a maisa, there's no svar of my choses. So who are the Magila Arois? The Gemara knew that by Esther there's no problem because she wasn't doing a maisa. Well, the most kasha was a new kasha. Also, for Hesir, because it's a chil Hashem. So, for chil Hashem, any chil Hashem, you have to be Moisei Nefesh. That's what Tosfos says. So, Shitza Tosfos is, if a person is not doing a Maisa, he's allowed to let himself that he should kill somebody else. Not doing a Maisa. Aber, the Tosfos Yom HaKippurim is medayed from the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't hold this chilek. The Rambam doesn't bring down a chilek. If you do a Maisa, you don't do a Maisa. So he wants to learn the Das Rambam. They're calling to the Rambam, even if I'm not doing a Maisa, I'm still have to kill myself in order that I shouldn't be the one to cause the Yenna should die. Even if you're not doing a Maisa, that's shit as the Rambam. The Menchas Chinuch, in Mitzvah Reish Tzadivov, the Menchas Chinuch says, he has a raya from this Gemara Bob Metzir, like Tosfos. And he asks the Kash, doesn't understand Tosfos Yom HaKippurim. He brings this Gemara. Oh, Ben Petura, they don't have enough water for both. What do we see in the Gemara? We see, am I doing a Maisa? What am I doing? I'm drinking the water. I'm not touching it. I'm not doing anything to him. I have one jug of water, and I'm drinking it myself. And even so, we see in the Gemara, according to Ben Peturim, what do you have to do? You have to let yourself be killed, and not to give, and you shouldn't save yourself. You have to let yourself be killed. So the Mechassanuch, we see, he's learning Pshat in the Gemara, that according to Ben Peturim, the reason why you have to let yourself be killed is because Yen is going to die. So it goes right in the din of Shvichas Tomit. That you see that Yen is going to die, so you have to let yourself be killed. You have to be Moisa Nefesh in order to save Yen. So if I say, why don't you give him the water? So if I have to be Moisa Nefesh to save somebody else, why don't I have to give him the water? Says the Mechas Sinach, you know why? Very simple. What are you going to do? You're going to give him the water. Then the ball is going to fall by him. Then he's Mechuyiv now. He's got a jug of water in his hand. Oh, now he's got a new shayla. He's got to give it to you. So backwards and forwards. So what do? You got no eitzes. You have to split it. You got Musa Shneim. Each one is Mechuyiv. So the Mele, that's Pshat Ben Peturah. That the Chir, I am Mechuyiv to be Meisa Nefesh in order to save somebody else from dying. So what do I have to do? I have to give him the water. He gets the water. He's Mechuyiv to do the same to me. So Mele, you got Musa Shneim.
Tell me, where's the Mechuyiv?
It goes in the Issa of, according to Ben Peturah, it goes around in the Issa of Shvichas Tomim. Oh, my chazis. Who said you're better? Who said? My chazis. You got a sort of my chazis.
The Mechas
Chinuch learns that the sort of my chazis, according to Ben Peturah, is even if I'm not doing anything. I'm not doing anything. I'm just drinking the water. If you can save Yana by giving him the water, you're mechuyev to. So it says the Mechassir, a beautiful nafkamina. Nafkamina will be, what happens if you're walking in the way, in the journey, in the desert, you're walking with a child, with a tinuk. So there, it says the Mechassir, you're going to have to give him the water. Why? Because he's not mechuyev to give it back to you. He's a tinuk, he's a cotton. He's not mechuyev to give it back to you, so you're going to have to give it to him. So he'll live and you'll die. It's the whole reason why, because the two gedolim, each one is mechuyev on each other. Or if one is the cotton, you have to give it to him. That's according to Ben Peturah. Or whatever Kiva holds, Nishtar said, Rebbe Kiva taka holds, Rebbe Pasnak Rebbe Kiva. No, that because I'm not doing a maisa, I'm just drinking the water, so if I'm not doing a maisa, I'm not mechuyev to save Yena from dying. So maybe it says in Mechas Chinuch, we see clearly in the Gemara, that if you're not doing a maisa, that's good for the machlokes, Ben Peturah and Rebbe Kiva. According to Ben Peturah, even if I'm not doing a maisa, I'm not killing it, and I'm not doing a maisa by not giving him the water, even so, you're mechuyev to save Yena and kill yourself. Whereas according to Rebbe Kiva, if I'm not doing a maisa, I'm not mechuyev to stop Yena from dying if I don't do a maisa ritzicha. That's the machlokes Ben Peturah and Rebbe Kiva.
What should you do?
According to
anybody, what should you do? Is there any direction what you should do? I know what you may do and what you may not do, but what should you do?
Ben Peturah says, what you should do is, you're both going to die,
share it,
and according to Rebbe Kiva, no, what you should do is give it to yourself. You come first, Hayach HaKoydmin, so you come first, and you should not give it. If you want to do it, maybe you're allowed to, you have to, that's different history, if you're allowed to give it to the other. Oh, but according to Rebbe Kiva, Hayach HaKoydmin. Okay, it's always a shayla. But other averes, chil Shabbos is a person allowed to kill if he wants to. He doesn't have to. It's a machlokes shayla. Chil Shabbos, the person is allowed to name in the world with many shaylas. People are meis nefesh for kashas. Are you allowed to meis nefesh? What do you mean? Pikuach nefesh. It's a shayla. The person is allowed to if he wants to. Oh. So that's according to Tosfos. So the Mechassir has a starke kasha that we see from this Gemara. He doesn't understand. We see from this Gemara clearly that according to Pasuk Rebbe Kiva, so we see clearly that if a person doesn't do a Meister Tzicha, then he's not Mechuyev to go and save somebody else. So if he's not Mechuyev to save somebody else, so who out there he takes on? If I don't do a Meister Tzicha, there's no Svar of my Chazis, that I have to let myself be killed, and yet I shouldn't be killed. So Mechuyev could answer. In order to answer the kasha, how can the Rambam be chaylik? A very simple answer. That it's not doima, the case of, if you don't do a maisa, to this case of the Rambam Metziah. This case of Rambam Metziah, it's not just I'm not doing a maisa. What happened over here? We're both walking in the desert, I have the water. If I drink the water, am I considered doing a psa? I'm doing a ritzicha, just I'm not doing a maisa? I'm not doing a tzicha at all. What am I doing? I'm drinking the water. I'm just not saving Yenna. I'm not killing Yenna. So because I'm walking together with him, it's called I'm killing him. All I'm doing is I'm not giving him the water. Fine, so I'm not saving him. So of course, the Gemara says in such a case, they call it Rebbe Kiva, if all I'm doing is not saving him, I'm not mechuyev to save my friend and kill myself. Oh, but the case of Tosfos there, I'm doing a Ritzicha, they're taking me out, they're taking me and they throw me on a tinnik. And they throw me on a tinnik, I'm not doing a Maisa, but I'm still doing a Ritzicha. I'm the one that's killing this tinnik. Just what? I'm not doing a Maisa, I'm not doing anything, they're throwing me on this tinnik. Say that in such a case, it could be the Rambam holds Nishek Tosfos. Rambam holds, even though I'm not doing a Maisa, but because it's still considered a Ritzicha, so Mamela, a person has to let himself be killed. Whereas in this case, in the Gemara Bo Metzia Nishkan Raya, so Mela, the Melchas Chinuch asks, that he's got often a Gemara about Metzia, that even without a Maisa, a person is not Mechuyev. Even without a Maisa is not Mechuyev, you could be Miyashev, Asishka Kashev, from the Gemara about Metzia. Now we all know there's another Gemara in Kiddushin, which talks about Eved Ivri, also this week's Pasha, talks about Eved Ivri, that the Gemara says, the Apostle says, that by Eved Ivri, Kitoiv Lo Imoch. It's got to be the Odin has to treat the Eved Ivri together, Kitoiv Lo Imoch. The Gemara says that if you're drinking a good wine, you got to give the same wine to Eved Ivri. You can't give him the cheap wine, and you keep for yourself the expensive wine. You have a good bread, you got to give it to Eved Ivri as well. Everything that you have, you got to share it with Eved Ivri. You can't amru kol hakoyne Eved Ivri is kikoyne odo in la'atzme. Anyone who buys Eved Ivri is as if he's buying himself an odo. In fact, Tosfos, why we don't see it? Why is he Odin? Where do we see the Eved? The Odin becomes like an Eved. We see it's like they're equal. We don't see that the Eved is better than the Odin. You're saying that the Odin becomes like Kol HaKoyin Eved Ivri is Kikun Odin Asim. He has somebody on top of him. No, they're on top of him. They're both equal. They have to share it together. Says Tosfos, he brings in Yerushalmi. In Yerushalmi state, that what happens if you only have one cushion? By night, you only have one cushion. Says Tosfos, Yerushalmi says, you've got to give it to the Eved Ivri. Why? Because if you're going to keep it for yourself, it's got to be Tovel Imoch. What are you going to do? I shouldn't have it. He shouldn't have it. It's not Midas Dom. So what do we do? Says Tosfos, you got to give it to the Eved. So Mele comes out talking, the Eved is better off than you. So Mele, that's why the Gemara calls it Ki Tovel Imoch as Ki Koine Odin Atzmoy, as if the Odin has another Odin on top of him because he's got to give it to Eved Ivri. So the Maram Shif, Bob Metzia on this Gemara, says, Makshin Oilo. How do these two Gemaras go together? Here we see Chayachu Koidman. So if you see Chayachu Koidman, how can the Yerushalmi say that a person is the Odin is mechuyev to give away his cushion to the Eved Ivri and he doesn't have it himself? What's with Chayachu Koidman? As though he faked the Maram Shif as Makshin Oilo. Answers the Maram Shif, similar to the Mechas Tzinnach which we said earlier, that when do we say Chayachu Koidman? Chayachu Koidman pshat is in the case of the water. So I'm mechuyev, so what should we do? You want me to give it to Yenna? Yenna is also mechuyev to give it to me, right? Because I have to save Yenna. Okay, but once Yenna gets it, he's also got a chiyuv. He has to give it back to me. So maybe what do we do? So we have no choice. So we say chayachu koydim. Abba says by Eved Ivri. So the Odin has a chiyuv k'toyv le'imoch. He's got to give it to the Eved. Oh, but the Eved has no chiyuv to give it to the Odin. The Eved is not k'toyv le'imoch. There's no chiyuv the Eved to give it to that. He has to treat the Odin k'toyv le'imoch. The whole chiyuv is only on the Odin. So maybe of course. So if there's no stira, so the Odin gives it to the Eved and gets it. As I answered the Maram Shif. Interesting, there's Rambam in Parshas Kedoshim. Rambam says, it says, as we mentioned before, "V'haftol le'acho kamoicho." Haftol le'acho kamoicho. No, so how does that work together with Chayecho Kedmin? So Rambam asked the question on the pasuk "Haftol le'acho kamoicho," and therefore Rambam says, when it says "V'haftol le'acho kamoicho," says Rambam, it's a flog. It's exaggeration. The Torah doesn't really mean it. "V'haftol le'acho kamoicho," you got to like your friend as like you like yourself. The Torah doesn't mean it. It says Rambam, it's impossible that a person should love his friend as nafsh, like he likes himself. V'oi says, he brings this gemara, shekva bo Rebbe Kiva v'lomad chayecho koidmin v'chayecha v'recho. You have Rebbe Kiva. Rebbe Kiva says chayecho koidmin. So you can't say v'avto v'recho k'mecho means kipshutoi, that you have to love your friend like you love yourself, chayecho koidmin. So what does it mean, says Ramban? Says Ramban, no, mitzvah satoira is that person, many times a person He doesn't mind his friend has this, has his friend is rich, his friend is other minus. But many times a person, for one thing, I'm happy that my friend should have this. Or when it comes to something else, no, that, I don't want to have that. I prefer that just I should have it. So the after means that you should forgive me, and you shouldn't mind whatever, anything that your friend has. It shouldn't bother you. He has it, let him have it. You should forgive him. Also then Ramban go after Yachik Moicho doesn't mean Kipshuto it's Derech Afloge because Hayach Koidme. The Mashon and Shabbos the Flam and Aleph on the Gemara there of my the son of Och the Chavroch Lo Yisavid says the Mashon that's Pshat of after Yachik Moicho. After Yachik Moicho doesn't mean Kipshuto it's same as Ramban. It's all coming to say is that my the son you don't like the Chavroch Lo Yisavid. It's the negative side. My the son of Och the Chavroch Lo Yisavid. After Chayecha Koydman, so he had the problem. How are you going to learn Pshat this Kasha, the Ramban's Kasha? How do you learn after Reacha Kameicha, Chayecha Koydman? So you know Rabbi Kiva answer to that. Ze klal godol batir. What does that mean? It depends for what. Avad, when it comes for Olam Azeh, it comes, they're both walking in the desert, they don't have enough water. Avad, Chayecha Koydman. So when it comes to Gashmias, you have to look after yourself before you know. Chayecha Koydman. Or when it comes to when it comes to teaching Torah, a person can't say, I haven't got time to learn somebody else. I need to understand this Gemara. Chayecha Koydman. Says Chassam Sofer, the Kiddush. Says Chassam Sofer, when it comes to learning, a person is mechuyev. Then we say, you want to learn now, and your friend also wants to learn, then you got to learn. Like you want to learn yourself, you got to learn with somebody else. So that's the message of Rabbi Akiva. When it comes to learning Torah and Avodas Hashem, then we say after Reacha Kemoch. We don't say Chayecha Koydmin. Comes to Gashmias, Chayecha Koydmin. Fine, look after yourself, look after your own personal needs. Or when it comes to Ruchnias, it comes to Torah. Then Rabbi Akiva says Zeh Klal Gadol Batir.